The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and curing every disease and every illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received. Without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy rainy morning to everybody. Jesus looked out across all the vast crowds, and he felt pity for them. And he knew all of their needs. And then he turned to his disciples, and he said, "Pray. Pray that the master of the harvest will send out laborers for his harvest." Now notice, he doesn't do it all himself. Certainly could have, right? But he doesn't do it all himself. God knows our needs, and then God calls us. God calls, we respond, and that's how he cares for us. Some people look around at the sorry state of the world and ask, "Why doesn't God do something about it?" Other people look at that exact same world and ask, "What does God want me to do about it?" See, everybody knows that the world is in a really sorry state, right? Everybody knows that. And people are stressed, and they're at one another's throats. One woman not long ago, she said to me, "The second coming of Christ can't come soon enough." A lot of people feel that way. But sadness, worry, anxiety, fear, these things never made the world a better place. We still have to ask ourselves that same question. What does God want me to do about it? That's the question that St. Francis Xavier asked himself. St. Francis Xavier, our saint for the day. And you know what? I'm supposed to be wearing white. I made a mistake. He's such a big deal that the priest wears white even during Advent. So, I don't know, my mind was someplace else. But he's a big deal. I should be wearing white, just like my chalice veil here. But he's probably the greatest evangelizer since the days of the apostles. He traveled to India, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Japan, the islands off China, places at the time that were as remote and inaccessible, he might as well have been traveling to the moon. St. Francis Xavier was born in Spain. The year was 1506. And he was friends of nobility. He was literally born in a castle, Francis Xavier was. He was powerful, wealthy, well-connected, had everything this world could possibly offer, and you know what? He was dissatisfied with it all. Just as an aside, do you know that the most unhappy people are often the wealthiest, the most powerful, the people who seem to have all the advantages that this world could offer, most unhappy people in the world? And the reason might surprise you. It's because you and I, we live our lives clawing from one little goal to the next, laboring under the illusion that somehow happiness is waiting for us across some proverbial finish line, right? Once we arrive, whatever that means. All the wealthiest, most powerful, most successful people, they've already arrived. And they've been there, and they realize there's nothing there. And let me tell you, if they don't have God, it's very, very dark. So Francis Xavier, you know, one day he was reading from the Gospel of Mark and he stumbled across the passage that says, "What does it profit a man if he should gain the whole world but lose his immortal soul?" And he realized God was calling to him and that he had to respond. And he asked himself the only two questions that matter at a time like that. Why not me? Why not now? And he studied to become a priest. And, you know, in the course of his studies, he met St. Ignatius of Loyola, and he became one of the very first Jesuits. And his learning was so great, and he became so renowned, no less than the King of Portugal asked, would you please go to the most distant lands and be a teacher? And he did. And he was friendly and affable, quick with a joke, sharp mind, sharp wit, powerfully attractive. All these are characteristics of his holiness, which were his greatest weapon to teach the faith in such distant places. And Francis Xavier baptized tens of thousands of people who had never heard the gospel before. Of course, it's harder for us to share the gospel in our own time than it was for Francis Xavier to share the gospel in his own time. Because it's easier to preach the gospel to somebody who's never heard it before, to a pre-Christian audience, than it is to try to evangelize a post-Christian audience. Because people's hearts get hardened and they turn away and they have prejudices. Somebody once put it to me like this, it's a lot easier to win over a new bride than it is to try to win back a divorcee. But that doesn't matter. But our marching orders are still the same. Proclaim the gospel to all the nations. And our greatest weapon is still the same, too. Pretty much the only weapon we have in our arsenal. The great attractive power of holiness. And holiness means nothing more than to answer what God is asking of you right now. Right now, right here in the moment. Somebody once asked Pope Benedict, said, Holy Father, what do you think of the state of the church in the world today? And he says, oh, I think it's powerful, vibrant, and very, very effective. It's just that I think it's much, much smaller than most people think it is. Lots of dead tissue needs to be pulled away. In other words, the laborers are still few. But the harvest is still rich, and God still calls, and he still raises up saints, and we still have to answer the only two questions that matter. Why not me? Why not now? And we ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that. St. Francis Xavier, pray for us.